Graham, is that another story of missed chances costing you points?
Well, to be honest, I think you could just re-remember my interview from Tuesday night and save ourselves time, because it was exactly the same. I'd say we actually had better chances today than we did the other night. Not took them, and then the goal we conceded is extremely poor in any way I want to describe it.
From a defensive point of view, a long ball forward just not dealt with and hits in and scores.
That's it, simple as that. No tactics, no master plan. Straight kick from the goalkeeper. Centre forward, flicking it on to the other one, and an easy goal. It's that simple, that poor. But we've created more than enough chances before that to be in the lead, and then since that, and I'm sure I had a penalty at the end.
Yeah, I'm sure if you knew the answer to how you stop wasting chances, there'd be something you could do about it. It must be frustrating looking on from the sideline, not being able to do, working so hard through the week to put things right, and then looking at the weekend and seeing the same mistakes being made.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say they were mistakes, because I think mistakes are made, mentally, making the wrong decisions. I think that it's just, I think we're snatching at things, or not concentrating enough when we do get the opportunities. But I've got to say, the players are creating. They're being in the positions which we're asking them to. We got into some great positions. I didn't think we were in the majority of the time in good enough place to finish, but today we were. We just didn't get the finishing touch that we needed. The little bit of it is the hardest thing in football. That's why the goal scorers earn all the money. Unfortunately, at the moment we have a slight problem sticking it in the back of the net, because our general play, our play to create opportunities is very good. The positions of the players are good. We just need that one to go in, and hopefully that'll open the gates. But at the moment it's hurting us. But what can we do? We just have to keep working at it and keep believing in the players that we have.
And is that the plan, that you rectify it by working hard from Monday to Friday or before Tuesday, or are you looking at changing personnel round as well? That's another option for you.
Well, that's it, yeah. When I'm talking about the personnel we've got, I'm talking about the whole squad. I'm not talking just about the ones that start. But there's only one way to solve problems and get better, and that's by working hard. So there's no point me burying my head in the sand and ignoring it and hoping it will change. We have to work hard to make it change, so that's what we'll continue to do.
You must be pleased about the build-up play to some of those chances, because the first 10 minutes you're outstanding.
Yeah, that this is it, and I don't want it to be a recurring theme where we miss the opportunities, and at the back of our heads it's gnawing away at us and thinking if we make one mistake. And I think that might be a little bit what's happening at the moment. I think we're not scoring when we should or can, and the slightest mistake is punished, and that's the story so far in the last couple of games. So but we're two games into the league season, got another 44 games to make sure that we're doing the right things, and that's what we endeavour to do.
Two things I want to cover then. First of all, Nathan Pond's injury. I know it's really early, but is it an ankle, is it a knee? He looked in a lot of pain. He's not the sort of guy that goes down and reacts like that.
No. Obviously, when I see him beating the ground with his hand, that's not a good sign. And like you say, Pond is a tough bloke, and he doesn't go down for anything. So I'm still unsure what it is. I think the other player landed on him, and his leg was in an awkward position. But I couldn't tell you exactly where he's hurt. So that's really disappointing, but these things do happen.
Penalty towards the end looked a good shout.
It's a definite penalty. David Ball's got in front of his man. The lad's tried to clear the ball, and he's just took the back of Ballie's legs. I've asked Ballie, I've seen it all on the video already. And it's a definite penalty, but I'm being mad against a brick wall trying to do that, because the same thing happened to us here last season and on numerous occasions. So I think it's just par course for us, because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for us. We had one penalty all last season, the lowest in the League One, and it doesn't look like it's going to change.
And it really capped a baffling performance by the referee.
I made a vow to myself in the summer, I'm not going to do it. It's extremely hard at times, but it was a penalty.